I'm Steve Potter, and still to come on Cityscape, cellist Matt Heimovitz. He's made a name for himself with his performances everywhere from major concert halls to intimate coffee houses, and he's going to kick off the fourth annual Gesher Music Festival as this year's guest artist. The Muni opened its 96th season Monday with Billy Elliot, the first theater in the United States to produce the production since its run on Broadway and national tours. And joining us for more on that and the rest of the season, the Muni's artistic director and executive producer, Mike Isaacson. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Steve.
Good to see you. So this is the first standing, if that's the right term, first standing production of Billy Elliot since Broadway and the tours. Does that just happen?
No. I mean, the Muni has a national and international reputation in terms of regional theaters, musical theaters, as being, you know, because of the 96 years and the tradition of being sort of the major one. So I'm always in conversations. You sort of are looking where shows are at and where they are in their life cycle in terms of our opportunity to get. When I saw Billy Elliot in London a long time ago.
It was like a decade, wasn't it?
Yeah. I felt it was a St. Louis story because it's a very powerful story about family and what do we need to provide for our kids. And it was just everyone is so moved by this. And I just felt the Muni audience would love it. And it's been really amazing since Monday night. Everyone's been sort of gobsmacked, as we said, because it's an incredible production. It's all come together in sort of this magical way. People are really responding to it. It's lovely.
And doesn't it sort of resonate also when you think about the issue of bullying and, you know, kids going in their own direction?
That's not really in the story. What's in the story is that, you know, Billy's in this town and the whole town is on strike. And everyone's really suffering. His mother has passed away and his father's sort of distant. So things are sort of unsettled. And here's this young boy. And they discover he has a freakish talent. Like no one has ever seen this before. And then the story shifts to the dad about what is his obligation to this son versus another son. And the boy being afraid of this talent and not knowing what to do with it because nobody in this town has ever seen anything like this.
We're talking about dancing. We haven't mentioned that, but he's a dancer.
Yeah.
Teenager, young teenager.
Yeah.
Who's the young man that's playing the role?
Tade Bissinger, and he is remarkable. I got a text from Michael Hamilton, who's the artistic director of stages. He said, I think it's the best performance I've ever seen on the Muni stage.
Wow.
Yeah, he is magical. And he was very beautiful during the rehearsal process, and he sings, he dances, he acts, and he flies above the stage. We have a flying moment in the second act where, you know, people just, they weep openly. It is so beautiful.
Well, you did that last year. I think it was your first time in Mary Poppins.
We'd had flying on the stage before. That was the first time we flew somebody over the audience.
Oh.
Yeah. Billy's flight is on stage, but I don't want to say any more because it's kind of magical. I don't want to ruin it.
Okay. There is, I think the director of Billy Elliot, too, has a Muni connection in his past.
Yeah. His name is Stephen Minning. Wonderful, wonderful guy. And he began his career as a dancer at the Muni back under the Ed Greenberg era. And he went on to a great career in New York, and he served as the assistant director for many, many major Broadway musicals. And he worked on Billy Elliot. So it was a beautiful natural fit. He's from Washington, Missouri. So when we were doing this production and trying to figure out how to create it for the Muni stage, I had the best of both worlds. Lovely, lovely gentleman.
You have some new technology at the Muni this season. I want to ask you about to explain. There's an LED wall and something that you call a cyclorama.
The LED wall, this is its third year. We've had it.
So oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's the big screen you see upstage. So this is the third year. What is new is the cyclorama wall, which is essentially what creates the backstage space for the theater. Which prior to this year, it was basically four big wood boxes with muslin stapled to them, as I used to joke, the latest in 1918 technology. And this new surface gives us new lighting positions. We literally now, because of this, can light areas of the stage that haven't been lit in 96 years. It also helps the crew in terms of moving lights, and it's going to help the artist and the choreographer create more with the space.
So does that mean you can use more of the stage?
We can use more of the stage.
And it was pretty big to begin with.
Yeah, yeah. But it's depth now. It's depth we can use. And so, you know, we're beginning to explore that.
So Billy Elliot is up and running. The final performance will be on Sunday. And then on June 25th, Tarzan opens, and that's based on the Disney film.
It's based on the Disney film. It's got music by Phil Collins. When Disney adapted it as a Broadway musical, he won the Oscar for You'll Be in My Heart, which was in the film. It's also in the stage show. And it is a really beautiful story of, it's about, again, sort of like sort of our Fathers and Sons seasons. Tarzan is adopted into this family. And what we find is The mother wants to keep this as her child, and the father's saying, this child can eventually kill us. And it's also very funny because he's got his friends, and we have a set and costumes that are just out of this world that have been created specifically for our production. I'm really excited about it.
And I think it's 7 shows altogether this season. Are 4 of them, I think, premieres here?
Yeah. It just sort of worked out that way. It's really, really exciting, and people seem really pleased. You know, I mean, it's always going to be a mix of classics, family, new, you know. We always do at least 2 classics, and this year we have Porgy and Bess and Hello, Dolly. And actually, the truth is, Grease is really a classic now. It's about 40, if not 50 years old.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay, Porgy and Bess, that's the 3rd show, July 7th through 13th. And I've heard a lot of people talk about this. They're excited that this one's coming.
Yeah, well, you know, that music, that Gershwin score, is arguably one of the greatest works of the last century.
Summertime,
Bess, You Is My Woman Now. It hasn't been in the Muni since the late 80s. This is actually our hallmark as we produce everything for the stage. But this is actually the national tour of the recent Broadway production.
And a lot of the Broadway people are still in this.
Yeah. In fact, Kingsley Leggs, who was in Broadway, who's a St. Louisan, is in the show. The stars literally sort of aligned for us to do this. And we thought, let's take it. This is just the thought of that music under our trees. And we've adapted their set for our stage, so it's pretty exciting.
July 14th, the Addams Family opens, and for a lot of a certain age, we sure remember that television show.
Da-na-na-na.
A lot of snapping,
right? You know, this is sort of the stealth show of the season. People are like, what is that, the Addams Family? And it's really funny.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it ran on Broadway for like 2 years. The national tour played the Fox. It basically does the Addams Family version of Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Wednesday, their sort of, you know, gaunt goth daughter has met a nice boy from Ohio.
You mean a normal kid?
Yeah, horrors of horrors. What do we do with this? You know, and it's just very, very funny because her little brother tries to thwart the marriage. And the really exciting thing is Rob McClure and Jenny Powers, who were Bert and Mary in Mary Poppins last year and just stole the city's hearts, they're coming back and they're going to be Gomez and Morticia and they're going to be just delicious.
After that, it's Seussical.
Yeah, this was a hit Broadway musical. This is sort of our big kids show of the season. And, you know, Seuss is the idea of imagination. And the score, beautiful music by Aarons and Flaherty, who wrote Ragtime and Once on This Island and now Rocky that's on Broadway. And it tells the story of basically Horton Hears a Who. But it really plays, it's a very playful, fun show. And it asks us all to use our imaginations.
Yeah, is the dialogue like in the book? Does it rhyme?
It's all the rhyme couplets.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, that should be good. And you mentioned Grease, so let me just say Seussical, July 22nd through 28th. And it's Grease opening on July the 31st. And it's an iconic movie.
It's an iconic movie, incredibly popular show in sort of Muni history. It's wildly popular. And, you know, at this point in Grease's life, you have to sort of celebrate Grease as you're doing it because everybody kind of just loves it. We're calling it sort of Grease the Party. And a guy named Dennis Jones, who did our amazing productions of Spamalot in Chicago the year before, is directing and choreographing this thing. And we're just going to – and the cast is so unbelievably talented. This group of incredibly young, energetic people, it's going to knock everybody out.
Classic story, you know, the bad boy and the girl next door sort of.
Absolutely. So look at me. I'm Sandra Dee.
We're talking with Mike Isaacson about the current season at the Muni. And one of my personal favorite shows from – when I was a kid. Hello, Dolly, the final production, August 11th through 17th.
Yeah, it's so great to do this classic show. This is actually the 50th anniversary of the show opening on Broadway.
Wow.
So it was so great to do it this year. And we have the unbelievable, incomprehensible Beth Level is going to be our Dolly. She was here last year in Nonsense, Tony Award winner, brilliant comedian, actress, singer. And she's going to be joined by John O'Hurley from Seinfeld fame, who was with us in Spamalot. He's going to be Horace Van de Gelder. And it's just going to be warm and spectacular and fun. And, you know, the great thing about the Muni is, okay, the end of first act, Dolly sings before the parade passes by. So let's get a parade. So I got a marching band who are going to join us for the number.
I was going to say your stage is big enough.
Yeah, but you can have a lot of fun with it. But the goal is really, I want that audience. I want St. Louis to sit there and know we have something that nobody else has in the world. This is ours. It is our treasure. It is a civic treasure. It was created 96 years ago for this community. So there is, like we have that in Billy Elliot. At the end of Act One, you have 50 guys at the end of the line. Hmm. That's never been done in a production before. At the curtain call, like literally as people keep coming and coming and coming, the audience is looking at each other, oh my Lord, how many people were in this show?
Wow. Well, great production numbers in Hello, Dolly. And I was talking to Larry Pry, who was on your staff a while back. And the last time, I was remembering this, the last time I saw Hello, Dolly at the Muni was when Pearl Bailey was starring in it. And he told me he thought that was 1968.
Wow. So, yeah. Anyway. It's actually not revived that often. It is a hard show to produce on many levels.
Why is that?
Well, she's hard to find. You know, it's interesting. Jerry Herman, who wrote the music, who's still alive, one of the reasons it's never been done on Broadway is he has total control of the casting for a Broadway production. And every time anybody comes to him with a name, his first question is not, can she sing it? Is she funny?
Right.
Dolly has to have this incredible combination of humor and warmth and life. That show is about live. And she also, at the end of the first act, before the parade passes by, she looks up in the heavens and she talks to her departed husband and she asks permission to live. And so this Dolly has to make you fall on the floor laughing and break your heart. And it's really hard to find that.
Well, this is the 96th season for the Muni. And, of course, you've got to be looking ahead to that magic 100, right?
We are.
And you're working with the president of the Kennedy Center in D.C. What are you going to do?
Well, that's the exciting part. We knew we were approaching a major milestone. I mean, major not only for us as an institution, but in the context of American arts, in American civic history. I mean, we are literally like the oldest continuous organization ever. I mean, this is major. And, you know, the board very wisely said, let's start looking ahead. Let's make sure we're doing everything we need. And the biggest of the big ideas is let's come out of this event, this 100th celebration, whatever we do, and make sure that everything we're doing, we're laying the framework so the Muni is here 100 years from now, which sounds a little ridiculous. You think, of course it is, but when you look around, no. And so it's so exciting that Denny and the board and everybody sort of grabbed onto this idea.
Denny Reagan,
I'm sorry, Muni President CEO. And then it was like, who can help us do this thinking? Who can help us organize it? We have an internal committee of board members, and of course the whole staff will be involved. It's chaired by Clark Davis, who is a chair of a board, and it's very exciting. And the idea is he's going to come in and help us sort of shape the thinking, shape the goals, look at where the trends are, where are we now, where do we need to be, how are we fulfilling our role to St. Louis, are we doing everything we can? You know, you can feel my voice picking up because I'm incredibly passionate about this because there is literally nothing like the Muni in the world, and I'm not even talking about the physical space. 1,000 free seats every night. When you look at the scope of people who are there, how going to the Muni is a part of life here, it's a part of who we are as St. Louisans, you don't have that anywhere else. I mean, all the actors who come here, people who come and visit from other theaters, everyone's coming to see Billy Elliot because they're all trying to figure out how to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
They're just blown away by what you feel when you're there. This is ours. This is a tradition and something we've kept going for 96 years. So let's take this moment of the 100th and make sure we're doing everything right. Where it's going to end up, I don't know. That's why Michael's going to help us. He's going to help us shape it and think it out and look where we're at.
I'm sure you'll do something big, whatever it is. And, you know, for the Muni, for me, as a kid, it was my really first experience watching and enjoying theater, and that's something a lot of people share.
Right, right. And you also, you know, you have that. You see kids, it opens their imagination and that experience. But then you look around and you see couples of all ages, and you see this whole sort of swath of life that if you think about it, we don't have a lot of every more where a lot of different people are in the same public space.
Mm-hmm.
And here we all are happy to be there and experiencing all this together. And it's incredibly powerful when you feel like when Billy Elliot this week, there are moments of silence you cannot believe. 10,000 people leaning forward into the power of this thing. And that becomes its own. You look around and you think, this is extraordinary. Obviously, I'm passionate about it, but it's a really exciting idea, and I'm so thrilled Michael's coming and we're doing this.
Well, and it's always beautiful work and beautiful surroundings.
Yeah, yeah.
That outdoor surroundings can't be beat. One thing, finally, I do want to ask you about, there's some reasons, I think, more reasons than even before for coming early. As far as enjoying picnics, I know you have a buffet option now that's new.
We've got the Culver Pavilion where you can call and make a reservation or go online, which is great. A lot of people like to come early and have a meal and walk over. Now on all three areas of the Muni, the east side, the west side, and the rear, we have shows going on prior to the show. It's really great. PNC Bank sponsors one. Southwest Airlines sponsored another. The Muni kids and teens are some nights. We have local musicians. A lot of the Webster students are playing. It's really, really lovely. So it's nice to come early.
Well, Billy Elliott is up and running the first show of the season and is running through Sunday. If you'd like to know more about the Muni, about things we've talked about, options, tickets, things you can do before and afterwards, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to the Muni's website. Mike Isaacson is the artistic director and executive producer. And we thank you for dropping by and have another great season, Mike.
Thanks, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the Gesher Music Festival. This is St. Louis Public Radio.